Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard Northwest Flight 754, service to Detroit with continuation to Manchester.
At Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport, Northwest employees announce more than 500 flights a day. Nearly two-thirds of the passengers traveling to or leaving the Twin Cities fly Northwest. On top of that, connecting passengers give the airline three-quarters or more of the airport's total traffic. While that dominance has fueled complaints about high fares, it also results in considerable nonstop service and a lot more choice in flight times. Minnesota Congressman James Oberstar, a leading congressional authority on aviation, says it's critical to maintain the Twin Cities hub for the state's national and international businesses and its tourism industry.
We just simply need this hub operation. It is vital.
Northwest and American Airlines entered into merger talks in response to United Airlines' proposal to buy U.S. Airways. If American bought Northwest, the new carrier would combine American's Chicago hub with Northwest hubs in Minneapolis and Detroit. All are located in a span of slightly more than 500 miles, raising questions about whether the new company would keep all three. Both firms declined to comment on the issue, but many are pondering the effects of a merger.
Northwestern Travel, this is Amy.
As agents book tickets in the offices of Northwestern Travel in Edina, company president Art Dahl says there are many things to dread about a Northwest American merger, including the prospect of higher fares and job losses.
Every single dimension of it is a negative for Minnesota, or a neutral at the very best.
But Dahl echoes a surprisingly common view about Twin Cities air service after a merger.
I don't think that we're going to see the hub disappear.
Dahl says Northwest's Minneapolis-St. Paul hub has three things going for it. Strong demand for travel to and from the Twin Cities, a convenient central location, and a strong competitive position. Northwest dominates Minneapolis and Detroit, while American plays second fiddle to United at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. O'Hare is also a capacity-controlled airport, and American can't expand flights at will. Many other observers agree the Minneapolis hub is likely to survive. A former Northwest executive who doesn't want to be identified says it wouldn't make sense for a new owner to dismantle a profitable hub. He also says the Twin Cities has a huge maintenance operation that would be too costly to replace or move. But Dahl also says travelers using the Twin Cities hub may wind up with fewer options for traveling to some cities than exist now.
American might say, for example, we want people going from New York to Omaha to go through Chicago. We don't need to encourage them and make it super convenient for them to both go through Chicago to Omaha and through Minneapolis to Omaha. So in one or both of those cities, we'll reduce the frequency so that we'll get them either way, but we won't have to have as much frequency in one of the cities as we had before.
Former United Airlines executive Joe Sweeterman, now at DePaul University, says Minneapolis, Detroit, and Chicago are such strong markets for business travel, each can support nonstop flights to every major U.S. destination. But he doubts American Airlines would want to maintain a major connecting complex at all three. He stresses changes would not be immediate, but would play out over years.
Either Minneapolis or Detroit, one of the two will experience some very modest downsizing as American consolidates its presence in two of the three major hubs.
Detroit may have an advantage. Though the Twin Cities Airport is expanding, Northwest and Wayne County, Michigan are building a new $1.2 billion terminal at the Detroit Airport with nearly 100 gates and 18 baggage carousels. Detroit is already Northwest's biggest hub and primary international gateway. I'm Bill Catlin, Minnesota Public Radio.